Good afternoon, the Exotic Vet. This is Emily.
Oh, hello, Emily. It's Kathy Morgan, love. I came there the other day and had my little guinea pig. Are you people?
Ginger Meg.
Is there, love? I can't hear very well.
Ginger Meg?
Yeah, Ginger Meg, that's it. Who I'm just, she loves getting her head done with a toothbrush. I rub between her, not near her eyes, but between her ears with a toothbrush. She's going here watching the bloody cartoons, would you believe?
Living the high life.
Oh, she does. She'll do this for a half an hour. But look, love, can you bath guinea pigs down there?
We can.
Yep.
It's not something that we usually do unless they've got some hygiene issues, but we can.
Yeah, I mean, and what do you charge for that, love?
Can I pop you on hold and I'll just ask?
Yeah, sure.
$30.
Yeah, that's all right, love. And you sell stuff there to do it too, do you?
We do, yeah.
Yeah.
We can do it for you.
Yeah. Well, I'm coming down on Friday. I'm just giving him a good brush now. I did buy a baby's bath, would you believe? It's like it's brand new from the second-hand shop. I have bathed her before, but I'm just, with this heat weather, I'm just not sure the best time to do it or, you know. And I've only bathed twice, I think, ever since I've had it. I just give her really good brushes.
Yeah, no, that's good. Well, we can show you when we do it because you got to be very careful with the amount of water that you put in and everything that they don't get their head submerged because they can aspirate.
Okay, cool.
So we can show you how to do it and we can do it for you on Friday because it's a complimentary post-op check, so the consultation won't cost you anything unless she needs medication. So it'll just be the bath, which is 30.
That's great, love. Okay, well, I'm down there for, I'm booked in for 3:30.
3:30 on Friday.
Yeah, no, that's great. And they did trim her. I don't think she needs to be trimmed again, but I'm just giving her really good. She loves being with a hairbrush. She just loves it.
So, good.
Yeah.
And did you get my email as well with her x-rays and the photos?
Yeah, I did. I did, love, but I couldn't sort of work out. I couldn't work out which teeth were being done. Like, I did see the front ones, but I didn't know if they were back. But I can
the back, but I can go through it with you on Friday.
Yeah, no, that's great. All right, love. So do I have to just bring a fresh towel to wrap her in when she's bathed?
No, we'll dry her off.
Oh, that's great. No, and then that way she can get checked over. Now, tomorrow I've got to go in for surgery, so she is staying by herself tomorrow night. And because I live under a house that's very clean and everything, I've got her in a cage. I've put her sip of water bottles in. So tomorrow night she's going to be by herself because I'm in having a sleep apnea too.
Yes.
But what I've done is I've put a fan in the room, not directly on her. She's on one side of the room and I've put a fan on the other because it gets quite warm under
that
here.
That way it just circulates some air for her.
Yeah, that's right. So over her cage I put like a cotton sheet like you've told me so that she's got somewhere to go if she's cool. But that's all right, isn't it? I just put it that it circulates the air.
Yeah, that's all good.
All right. Well, she'll look forward to her little bath on Friday then, love, and I'll see you at 3:30.
Perfect. We'll see you then. All the best with your appointment tomorrow.
Oh, God. Okay. Thanks a lot, love. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.